Prologue. The year is 1419, 3 years after the martyrdom of Jan Hus and the start of the Hussite Wars. The tensions between those loyal to Hus and those loyal to the Catholic Church are intensifying. There has been a breakout of fighting in the Czech lands. King Wenceslas has died, and many blame the conflict for his untimely end. His widow, Sophia of Bavaria, acts as regent and has raised a band of mercenaries to try and stop the Hussites in Prague. Pavel Krejcik and his new wife, Lady Corinne Krejcikova, have found one another after much struggle and strife. Having revealed their loyalty to Hus and his teachings, they now travel to Hussite-controlled lands, hoping to avoid capture on the way. They have left behind Corinne's father, who is torn between his loyalties and their friends. Although Pavel's closest friend, Stepan Dvorak, has firmly sided with the Catholic royalists, his previous attempt to strike down Corinne upon discovering her beliefs was stopped just short of a killing blow. This ended his tenuous betrothal to Corinne, freeing her to wed her true love, Pavel. But Stepan's father may not be so ready to release her family from the marriage contract. The Viscount Dvorak's wife has been imprisoned for plotting to end Corinne's life, and he is prepared to attack in any way he can, by any means available to him. Their friends Zdeněk Ambrose and Radek Miklas are uncertain where their own futures lie in this conflict. In a country torn, amidst friendships likewise ripped apart, they are trying to find their way. And now the continuation. Chapter 1. Stirrings. Corinne Krejcikova awoke as a rocking came to an abrupt halt, shaking her from a gentle slumber. Eyes now open, she tried to remember where she was. The interior of a fine carriage came into focus, and realization cut through the fog of sleepiness. She was traveling to the safety of her now-in-law's home, well in Hussite-controlled territory, with her new husband. Even then her eyes sought him out. Pavel. Next to her, on the narrow bench, his attention was drawn out the small window. A yawn overcame her, and she stretched her arms, relishing the feel of her muscles being re-energized. As she resettled herself and smoothed over her dress, it occurred to her how strange it was they should pause. Had they reached their destination? The sun sat high in the sky. Hadn't Pavel said it would be nightfall when they arrived? Why have we stopped? Corinne placed a hand on Pavel's strong arm. Those arms had brought her protection and comfort, each in its own time. He held a hand up in her direction, but his eyes didn't waver. Something beyond the thin walls of the small, enclosed vehicle had his attention. Her chest tightened. What could it be? Shifting, she maneuvered to glance out her own window, straining to hear what may be outside her visual range. Men and horses moved about just beyond the reach of the carriage. One of the riders approached. The red of the royal military garb flashed in the sunlight. Her breath caught, and she jerked back into the car, pressing her back against the seat. Closing her eyes, she forced herself to breathe. When she opened her eyes, the blue orbs of her beloved husband were in front of her. He reached for her hand. She slipped it easily into his.
"You can do this," he said,
his words measured. She nodded, drawing in a long breath. He lifted a hand to touch her red locks, but only lightly.
"You are stronger than you know, Corinne."
Allowing herself to get lost in his eyes for a moment, she knew he spoke the truth. Corinne had been through much in these last months. They had been through much. Was there anything they couldn't face together? She returned his assuring smile. Moments later, the door to the carriage jerked open. The menacing face of one of the king's men glared in. He eyed them from top to bottom before speaking.
"My lord,"
the soldier said, all but spitting out the word. Had the coachman shared that this carriage bore someone of noble title? What else had he shared?
"Would you mind stepping out? Is it necessary?"
Pavel challenged him. His voice remained flat, as if he were bored by the irritation of being detained.
"My wife is recovering from a foot injury."
The guard shifted his gaze to Corinne. She glanced at her fingers, trying to appear nonchalant.
"I must apologize, my lord, but I must insist upon it,"